A new day brings a fresh pool of provincial funding to local police departments. On Tuesday, the Ontario government announced the Barrie and South Simcoe Police Services will receive $300,000 and $223,611, respectively, as part of a three-year, $6 million funding commitment made through the proceeds of Crime Frontline Policing Grant Program. In Barrie, specifically, the money will help operate the Child and Youth Advocacy Centre of Simcoe, Muskoka, CYAC, Common Ground Program, which strengthens school safety and support for youth. The six-week program focuses on people 12 to 18 years old at heightened risk of gender-based violence, or who have witnessed or experienced it. Funding will be used for a direct referral process, increasing program space, academic research and data interpretation. This grant will allow the police service and CYAC to help build resilience in youths affected by gender-based violence, Barrie Police Chief Rich Johnston said. We are grateful that the seized proceeds of crime are being reinvested back into the community in such a positive way. Education, crime prevention and strength-based and trauma-informed programs can help us work towards safer communities that are focused upon collaboration, cooperation and mutual respect. In total, 23 projects will benefit from the January 16 announcement across Ontario. The grant reallocates assets seized by provincial and federal governments during criminal prosecutions to help police execute specific crime prevention initiatives in their communities. We're using every tool, including cash and proceeds seized from criminals, to prevent crime and protect our communities, Solicitor General Michael Kersner said in a statement. Thanks to the hard work of our men and women in uniform, these funds are being reinvested back into our communities to help support victims, educate youth and increase awareness about crimes such as gang violence and hate. South Simcoe's money goes to the In Our Sights, taking aim at organized crime initiative, which tackles criminal activity mostly through the acquisition and use of analytics to support intelligence gathering and investigation. Capacity will be built through what the service calls professional staffing, employment of leading-edge analytics software applications and directed training associated with organized crime. In Our Sights is delivered in collaboration with numerous police agencies and community organizations, both locally and outside South Simcoe Police's Bradford and Innisfil jurisdiction. The funding will allow us to enhance training, software and provide additional funds for our crime analysis unit, Deputy Chief Cheryl Sutton said. We are also partnering with Seneca College to have a co-op student for one term. This announcement comes a few days after the province said it was providing millions of dollars in cash for several local departments to help combat bail violations.